Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Based on your initial schedule, that today roundups of criminal illegal aliens and the process of deporting them would begin. That seems to have been put on hold for a little while. When can we expect that to happen? Where will it begin?
No, it started.
It has started.
ICE teams are out there as of today. We gave them the direction to prioritize public safety threats that we're looking for. So we've been working up the target list. There was some discussion about Chicago because the specific operational plan was released. So we had to look at and reevaluate, does this raise officer safety concerns? And it does. Mm-hmm. But we've addressed that, and teams are all effective today.
Yeah! In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Watch your back. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Dean Wormer is in the house in the form of Tom Homan, and he is cleaning up that animal house known as the border.
You guys might as well put him on retainer because he's been on Fox every day the past 4 or 5 days because everybody wants to know what's next, right?
Yeah, and look, you know, it is breathtaking how drastic the changes are. I was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning talking about what we're already seeing, and one Border Patrol agent said, we're off the leash, and that's exactly what we're seeing. I mean, this was Trump's signature campaign promise, and he is certainly delivering at least consequences. You saw my colleague Bill Malusian up in Boston now rounding up ICE's ERO officers, enforcement and removal officers, just cracking down on illegal alien criminals that committed a number of crimes, and you're going to see that continuing. The latest number that we have, which came from yesterday, which is that ICE had racked up more than 460 arrests since Trump was inaugurated, but I think that number is higher, and they're out on the streets now going after the bad guys, and that's what the American people voted for.
How long is it going to be, Griff, before the other members of the mainstream media are trying to dredge up stories of whipping illegals with, you know, the reins of their horses and, you know, ripping children from the arms of their parents? You know it's coming because that's how they're going to cover the story.
You know it's coming, but it's going to be interesting to see whether or not I am watching, and this is a little bit of Washington nerd insight, but the Congressional Hispanic Caucus has got a press conference today at noon. They've been blasting the birthright citizenship revocation as, you know, cruel and mean. And of course, they're going to be the loudest of those looking for any story in the press that is separating families. And by the way, President Biden never apologized for falsely accusing Border Patrol agents of whipping Haitian migrants, which simply did not happen. It was a real sore spot still to this day with Border Patrol agents. But the progressive Democrats, particularly in that Hispanic caucus, are going to be hunting for it. And we're going to hear in a press conference today how upset and outrageous Trump is with his, you know, deploying more troops to the border, the deportation, mass deportations, and, of course, the birthright citizenship. But I saw already, because I'm on all these emails, Ruben Gallego, who is a Democrat, Hispanic Democrat member, is already, he voted for the Laken Riley Act, and he's writing in Politico today saying, you know, or Politico's writing about him in comments he made saying it's a warning for Democrats. And if Democrats push too hard to get on the wrong side of what is clearly a mandate of the American people, And the poll numbers from Fox Polling and others have shown a majority of Americans supporting the deportations, not only for the criminals, but all those that are here illegally. It's going to be really real hurdle for Democrats to try and figure out where they stand, and could cost them dearly, at least looking at it early on in the midterms.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that that at all. You know, I was looking at we had a bite earlier from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about Elon Musk and his reaction the other night at the rally, and all these fake stories about whether or not he was doing a Hitler salute and all this stuff. And yeah, Musk himself is just such an interesting character. And he's unusual in every sense of the term, right? His speech patterns, his body reactions to things. I couldn't believe how giddy he was at the thought of Donald Trump being in support of getting them back in space, right? And maybe going to Mars. Or you're covering that story today too, right?
I am literally 5 minutes after I get off this phone call, I'm hopefully going to have a hit here with Bill and Dana talking about that, because the race is on to the red planet. You're right. And what we're talking about, because remember, our viewers are like, well, we had like a rover there. There have been attempts to get there, but what we haven't done is to collect and return samples from Mars, because we believe that could have signs of life, and it could be ultimately be important for the future of humanity. And unlike the space race of the 60s, where we were up against Russia or the USSR, we've got China breathing down our neck. China announced plans to launch such a return sample mission to Mars by 2028, and that's ahead of NASA's projections. They said last year that our mission to Mars is over budget, behind schedule, and we probably can't get there till after 2030. But then it didn't get much play, and I'm going to play it to remind people that weird giddy thumbs up that Musk gave came after Trump said that, you know, we have a manifest destiny to plant an American flag on Mars. And he talked about ambition being the lifeblood of America, and saying, you know, we've never been more ambitious. And so, you know, while it looks like China's ahead of us right now, the U.S. clearly has one massive private sector advantage, and his name is Elon Musk, who already, before Trump was even elected, SpaceX had announced they're sending Starship rockets to Mars by 2026, which is literally next year. So, I mean, you talk about a guy that's going to take the red tape out. Trump's going to tell NASA in his administration to do, you know, get on board with Musk and let's beat China. And let's not, you know, it's fun to talk about. It's a water cooler topic. But in all honesty, it would be history-making, a defining achievement for America, if the U.S. were able to plant that flag on Mars and beat China. It would be one of those moments, and, you know, to not try to do so, I think, is a real lost opportunity.
Yeah, maybe we could plant a Tesla on Mars. I still love that image of that first rocket that Elon sent up with that Tesla on the cone of it and that mannequin sitting behind the wheel. Remember that? That was classic.
It's classic. And by the way, you know, on the serious space nerd front,
yeah,
I was talking yesterday to an aerospace expert that's at one of these think tanks, and he was saying that Musk has developed reusable rockets, and China has nothing like it. So SpaceX has already got, it's unclear to me exactly why that is a game changer, but the reusable rocket, in layman's terms, allows us to not have to start from scratch every time and build a new one. And a reusable rocket, whether it's a Tesla or not, could certainly accelerate our ambition. If, as my mom used to say when I was getting those C minuses in school, Griffer, if there's a will, there's a way. You can get smarter in algebra. And, you know, I'm not sure I always accomplished it, but if there's a will And it clearly appears there is one on the behalf of Trump. And the way is funding this, putting the resources and money behind it.
Right.
I think we could maybe talk someday down the road here, maybe next year, saying, wow, remember when we talked about this? They actually did it.
That's amazing. We'll look for your report here with Bill and Dana in a few minutes. Griff, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one. And by the way, I can't get on here and not say, go Commanders. I'm going to the game. You're going to be surprised.
Everybody's going to be rooting for the Commanders over the Eagles, I think, for sure.
Go Commanders,
all right,
baby.
See you, buddy.
See you, bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I can't. I don't know who in America is going to be rooting for the Eagles. I could be wrong. That one guy who won't get to go to the games anymore will be rooting for him.
No, because they banned him.
Yeah, but he won't be at the game, but he'll be rooting for him. You know,
yeah, but
will.
The team banned him,
I
so.
Know. He's still an Eagles fan.
Get more at 971talk.com.